Good morning. Merry Christmas once again. Our scripture text is taken from the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22, in verse 16, which reads, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Now, Genesis chapter 3, in verse 15, is the first Christmas verse in the Bible, in that it speaks of the coming of the child who is to be born of the virgin. Our text is the last Christmas verse in the Bible, in that it looks back on Christ's first advent and his victory. Note that divine revelation is intended to be proclaimed in the churches. Jesus instituted his church as the public assembly, the ecclesia, composed of people who believe his gospel, that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead, and who come together desiring to worship him in spirit and in truth. To forsake the assembly is to lightly esteem the work in person of the great God and Savior. And yet, the churches are filled with folks of that mind at Christmas time. May the Lord awaken and revive his church and those who have come out to it this Christmas. It may be that you have left your first love. You loved Jesus because he first loved you. But your love has gone cold. Your lust and your covetousness of the things in this world have supplanted the rightful place of your Savior in your heart. And you now feel empty. To you this morning, we shall have much to say. It's time to come home for Christmas. In our text, we read that our Lord said, I am the root and the offspring of David. Our Lord, in this verse, ascribes the divine name to himself, and rightly so. We recall the words of Isaiah, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now, if Jesus is the root of David, then he was before David. But if Jesus is also the offspring of David, then he is also after David. Truly then, Isaiah says in another place, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The Son of God has existed eternally as deity, but he entered the world by means of the virgin birth as humanity. So make no mistake, the Bible clearly teaches that this Jesus, the Son of God, is and always has been fully God, and that in his incarnation is also fully man. Our Lord Jesus Christ is truly and uniquely the bright and morning star. And it is time to come home for Christmas. And so we journey this Christmas morning to a place called home. So come along with me, and with empty heart, and with Pride Man, and the rest of our party. Can you see his star in the distance, of whom the ancients wrote? I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Empty heart, when he saw the star, rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. You see, empty heart has a decent job. Seems to be doing all right in this life. He's got some family. He's popular, at least he thinks he is on social media. But something is missing. He has tried pursuing women, money, status symbols, worldly wisdom, and more. But all that empty heart has is anxiety, hopelessness, and disappointment to show for it at the end of the day. Sin's pleasures have lasted for a season, but now the Christmas season has come, and empty heart is at the end of himself. Look ahead on the road. A descendant of David, an ancestor of Jesus' humanity, and his name is Solomon. Maybe he can help empty heart find his way home this Christmas. And so, Solomon the preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is wearisome to the flesh. See, friends, there are many books in this world. Some are profitable. Some are not. Some are rewarding. Some are foolishness. But there is only one book which contains the words of life, this Holy Bible, which we hold in our hands. And so let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. But friends, cried out empty heart in desperation, this is good, but I am a sinner. Sirs, what must I do to be saved from my sin and from its consequences? To which our friend Paul, who travels with us, replied, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Pride man looked at our friend empty heart, who is now called full heart, with scorn and contempt. You fool, pride man cried. There is a day star that is easier to get to this Christmas, and I shall go to that. And then I need not give up my sin. Do not go, pride man, we cry. This is the one of whom it is written, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation and on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. And so pride man is no more. His sin is self-destructive, and he has chosen to stay in it, and he will go to his desired and well-deserved inheritance. with the devil and his angels. But friends, we are almost home for Christmas. Let us take a head count. One or more of you may have gone Pride Man's way. Behold, the entrance, the gate to home. Behold, the bright and morning star. And so, let us follow these humble fellows who are ahead of us on the road into the house. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What have we found here? A king? God with us? Our high priest? The one who came to earth to die so that we may live and experience second birth? Like the little drummer boy, we have no gifts to bring. But perhaps we have something in our sacks. So let us see. In our sacks, we have faith, hope, love, peace, goodwill, and a book from the God who put these things there, to which we can only say, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift this Christmas. As we hear the angel testify, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In our Christmas sermon this morning, things ended well for Empty Heart. They ended badly for Pride Man. And the faithful among us have enjoyed and rejoiced in the journey. Whichever of these you may be, it is up to you how the story ends today. If you've come to Christmas with an empty heart, or a heart full of pride, anger, bitterness, envy, strife, or whatever it is, it's time to come home to the Savior, Jesus Christ, this Christmas. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us these appointed times and seasons, these holy days, that we can choose to set apart, to celebrate the various aspects of your redemptive work. We thank you that you have sent your Son, Jesus, the God-man, the one and only Savior and mediator between God and men, when you had looked down among the sons of men and saw that there was no intercessor, no help, and that long lay the world in sin and error pining. Lord, if any have come with empty heart this morning, may they now find it filled through faith in the Savior, having finally found, like Charlie Brown, the true meaning of Christmas. Lord, if there are any entrenched in their pride, the pride of life, the pride of self-sufficiency, the pride of what is falsely called knowledge and the wisdom in this world, Lord, we pray that that progress which is actually digression might be arrested. On this day, at this season, as has happened to so many of us, when we realize that we are in fact sinners, that we are mortal, that we don't have all the answers, and that we cannot save ourselves, but that you so love the world that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into it 2,000 years ago to save it. We thank you that you are a God who hears prayers and that you are God with us. Lord, bless every heart in this place this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.